At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Now topping the news for today, Amador County's COVID case count now is at 9 with one current case active in Amador County. Calaveras remaining at 13, Tuolumne County in at 2. Well, the Amador County School Board has continued its process to reorganize how special education is administered in Amador County by approving a new separate board to oversee special education. Now, traditionally, the school board has overseen both the County Office of Education and school district and addressed special education issues as part of those duties. As part of an ongoing reorganization that will transfer most special education students from the county office to the school district, the board created the Special Education Local Plan Area Board. Now, at their meeting last night, the school board appointed new members to this board, which will include both the district and county superintendents, as well as other senior staff from the school administration. Now, this means that the elected school board members will no longer serve on the board that oversees special education. In other business last night, the board approved new job descriptions for several staff positions, including health and school nurse, and approved two new elective courses at Amador High School, art history and personal history. Well, the Amador Sheriff SWAT team and agents for the Department of Justice conducted a joint operation in the Amador Upcountry yesterday morning. At about 7 o'clock, SWAT team members served a California Department of Justice search warrant at a home on East Meadow Drive in Pioneer. In conjunction with the search warrant, the Sheriff's Office had an outstanding arrest warrant on a known occupant of the resident, Robert Carlson, in the amount of $200,000. The arrest warrant was for felony burglary with a special enhancement. Carlson was taken into custody without incident, and five other occupants were detained and turned over to DOJ personnel. Now, the search warrant pertained to Carlson, a convicted felon, with his attempts to purchase ammunition in and outside of California. The residence was turned over to the DOJ, who are actively conducting an investigation at the home. Well, Amador and El Dorado counties, along with Tuolumne County, are now on the list of 16 counties that have been granted a state variance for reopening businesses further into Stage 2. Now, to recap, only the following businesses can reopen in Stage 2 with modifications at this time. They are retail sectors, manufacturing sector, destination retail, including shopping malls and swap meets, personal services limited to car wash and pet grooming and tanning facilities, and landscape gardening. Now, office-based businesses are still strongly encouraged to telework. Dining in restaurants, outdoor museums, and open gallery spaces are also permitted. Not permitted in Stage 2, personal services such as hair and nail salons, tattoo parlors, gyms and fitness studios, bars, entertainment venues, movie theaters, gaming, gambling, arcade venues, and pro sports, zoos and libraries, community centers, including public pools. Now, also festivals and theme parks, hotels, and lodging for leisure and tourism are forbidden only for essential purposes. Non-essential travel and higher education are also not on the Stage 2 list. And Assemblyman Frank Bigelow and Senator Andreas Borges have joined a coalition of Central Valley state lawmakers calling for legal protections for businesses and employees during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to a letter addressed to Governor Newsom, one vital step towards California's economic recovery is the establishment of legal protections for businesses and employees against foreseeable C-19 transmission lawsuits initiated by third parties. Now, California has recognized the need for protection from civil liberties during times of crisis with the Emergency Services Act. Well, the coalition of lawmakers is asking that this immunity should now be extended to protect businesses and employees from third-party private rights of action and class actions for the duration of the declared state of emergency due to COVID-19. Businesses, including their employees, would be immune from civil liabilities associated with third-party claims that persons contracted the COVID-19 virus while at or through a place of business. The limited immunity would be continued on such businesses implementing and abiding by official health regulations and protocols of the state of California. And Calaveras County is warning us again to beware of special telephone, email, and text scams. Remember, never give out any personal information. Never wire or send strangers money. And for the most part, you know, never disclose personal information or passwords. Ever, ever. Do not confirm your computer usage. Do not confirm ownership and usage of anything in your house or account numbers. Remember, it is rude and illegal for scammers and telemarketers and fake nonprofits to call you. So, return that to them. Be rude. Hang up as soon as you receive one of these calls. And as California begins cautious steps to resume day-to-day life amid the ongoing concerns of COVID-19, essential services like healthcare are signaling changes of their own. After weeks of planning, Sutter Amador Hospital has begun expanding clinical services for preventative care and those with medical necessity. Time-sensitive procedures and appointment needs also. Now, medically necessary time-sensitive procedures for many people include mammograms, colonoscopies, and skin exams. These services complement other ongoing offerings, including vaccinations and well baby visits at Sutter's expanded clinical services. Now, for more information, you can contact Sutter Amador Hospital. Sutter has adopted universal masking for staff and patients, set up temperature check stations for staff, increased frequency of cleanings, and moved forward to promote physical distancing in waiting rooms. Now, video visits also remain an option for patients who have routine care needs. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.